walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Nakes demands strong education focus in 2026 national budget. Government pledges decisive action on Kafue River pollution. And in global news, Starmer set to announce UK recognition of Palestinian state. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, has called on government to make decisive investments in the education sector when Finance Minister Tumbeko Msokotwane presents the 2026 national budget this Friday. NACAES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa says the shift to a competence-based curriculum introduced in 2023 is at risk of failing without sufficient funding for textbooks and equipment, aging for at least 1.5 billion kwacha towards curriculum implementation. Dr. Chansa has also highlighted the unfinished infrastructure at public universities, including student hostels at King Lewanika and FTJ, and the shortage of more than 65,000 teachers, contending that recruiting at least 10,000 new teachers in 2026 would significantly ease the crisis, especially in rural schools. He is further advocating that the government honors its long-standing pledge to upgrade teachers' salaries, saying this would boost morale and productivity. The NACAES Executive Director insists that at least 20% of the 2026 budget should be allocated toward education, with Zambia currently spending just 14.5% of its national budget on the sector, leaving thousands of learners sitting on the floor during lessons without electricity, internet or computers.
We expect that not less than 1.5 billion kwacha is going to be presented as allocation for curriculum implementation. We also hope that the failure to upgrade salary scales for teachers is going to be dealt with next year through this budget. And we see the shortage of teachers, in excess of 65,000 teachers in public schools. We expect that the government is going to recruit not less than 10,000 teachers in 2026, so that we can see significant improvements in staffing levels, particularly in rural schools.
Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Colin Zimbabwe has described the pollution of the Kafue River and other water bodies in the country as alarming, saying the government will act quickly and decisively to address the situation. Mr. Zimbabwe says mining and mineral processing activities remain the main sources of contamination, posing a threat to both the environment and public health. In his remarks, when he engaged environmentalists on the matter, Mr. Nzovu, who sits on a ministerial committee on Kafue River pollution, chaired by Vice President Mutalena Lumango, says that stakeholders must move together in protecting the environment and safeguarding public health. He has hinted that the cleanup process of the Kafue River will be inclusive and transparent, with room for independent environmentalists to be part of the process by interrogating the design, methodology and audit that will be employed. The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has awarded a 29 million kwacha contract to Applied Science to conduct a 2.5-month assessment of pollution caused by Sinomato's leach, Zambia Limited, after the February acid spill, with the study covering soil and water sampling as well as social impact analysis. Ms. Nzovu adds that the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment, through ZEMA, will supervise the exercise, but has also proposed holding an indaba with stakeholders and a joint visit to the affected areas as the activity progresses. Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has expressed concern that while Zambia has a comprehensive national policy on climate change, the slow adoption and implementation of the policy may pose a real threat to the nation's food security. In an interview with Phoenix News, TIZ Climate Change and Environmental Sustainability Coordinator Tamika Halindi says Zambia grapples with the escalating impacts of climate change with significant vulnerabilities affecting critical policy shifts. Ms. Halindi says that smallholder farmers who produce the majority of food are still struggling to access climate-resilient seeds, irrigation technology and timely weather information. He has emphasized that while Zambia has the policy framework in place, the real challenge lies in implementation, especially in the country's agriculture sector. Meanwhile, Ms. Halindi says the recent drought led to widespread crop failures, including a more than 50% drop in maize production. Hence, the government must prioritize increased budget allocation in 2026 national budget for climate change.
So how then can government come in with policies that ensure that there is some mitigative factors that the mining sector is employing to ensure that the contribution to the climate change problem or to greenhouse gas emissions is also reduced comparably, so that as a country we still remain net zero ideally in terms of greenhouse gas emissions. So you have to look at it in terms of all the different sectors and players involved, but still a lot of work to be done.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulamba Haimbe has arrived in New York to lead Zambia's delegation to the 80th session of the United Nations UN General Assembly. Mr. Haimbe is accompanied by Health Minister Elijah Mutuma and other senior government officials for the General Assembly, which runs from September 22nd to 29th under the theme Better Together, 80 Years and More for Peace, Development and Human Rights, to mark the UN's 80th anniversary. The Zambian delegation is expected to participate in several high-level meetings, including the commemoration of the UN's anniversary, the Climate Summit, and the inaugural biannual summit on financing development for a sustainable and inclusive global economy. Mr. Haimbe will deliver Zambia's statement during the high-level debate on September 29th. On the sidelines, Zambia will host an event under the Girls' Education and Women's Empowerment and Livelihoods Program, focusing on job creation for the poor, as well as a private sector round table to promote investment opportunities in the country. This is according to a statement issued by Namatama Njikwa, First Secretary for Press and Public Relations, Permanent Mission of the Republic of Zambia to the United Nations. The Institute of Directors of Zambia, IODZ, is urging the Ministry of Energy to appoint a new board of directors for the Rural Electrification Authority, REA, in the soonest time possible, highlighting the need for continued oversight of the authority. This follows Energy Minister Makozo Chikote's recent dissolution of the REA Board of Directors. Institute President Miriam Chiaba says a new board should be seen within a month, noting the urgent need to tackle the energy crisis the country has faced over the last few years. Ms. Chiaba tells Phoenix News that the new board must also consist of at least one energy expert among the three that the minister has discretion over. She emphasizes that there is need for the REA Board of Directors to have capability to drive the authority's strategic vision.
What we expected is that as soon as it does the dissolution, within a month at the most, we should be able to see new boards being put in place, so that the institution continues to have oversight, especially in the wake of energy crisis that we've been going through over the last few years. Secondly, we expect to see that for the three board members that the minister has, you know, discretion over, that he's going to use that opportunity to balance the board, so that an expert in the energy area is appointed to the board, and that they have capability to be able to drive the strategic vision in the Rural Electrification Authority.
Phoenix FM News, we take a break.
Phoenix FM. A whole new light for radio.